In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the second parak of Masechta Tamid. The Mishnah begins: Hachelu ma'alim begizrin lasader esh hamaracha. So after they've cleaned away the afer to the tipuach, or the ashes to that big pile in the center, then they started bringing the wood to the mizbeach. That's lesader esh hamaracha. This is in order to organize it for the fire on the major pyre. Now, we've mentioned this previously, but there is a number of different opinions exactly how many fires there were on the mizbeach. They will go according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, which is consistent with Kati's explanation here, and that is that there was one major pyre which was on which the limbs and the korban, all offerings, fully burnt offerings, and the sacrificial parts were burnt. There was the second pyre as well, which was used to produce coals for the burning the incense inside the heichal, and the third one was kiyuma esh, which was the esh tamid, in order that there was constant fire on the mizbeach. Kati cites a brighter that says that the kohen who won the task of performing trumat hadeshin, he would organize the shtei gizrei esim, these two blocks of wood on the mizbeach, because there is a mitzvah to bring every day along with the korban tamid these shnei gizrei etzim, these two blocks of wood, as it says, ubiyar aleha kohen etzim baboker. In other words, every morning they require these two pieces of wood. V'chi kol ha'etzim k'sherin l'maracha, is it really true they can use any wood? And the answer is, yes, they could. Kol ha'etzim k'sherin l'maracha, they could use any wood. Chutz mishel zayit v'shel gefen, they wouldn't use those of olive wood or from vines. Why is that? Well, there's two opinions. One is that just practically it wasn't a good wood, it would produce a lot of smoke, and it wouldn't light very well, it wasn't a good fuel. Another understanding is, no, it's Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, meaning they didn't want to start burning trees that were important for Eretz Yisrael, these olive trees and vines. Aval Be'elu, but with these woods, regulim, that they would actually use generally in the Beit HaMikdash. What were these woods that were generally used? That's Hamur Biot Shel Te'ena. These are branches from a fig tree. But one second, if it's Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, why is suddenly using from a different fruit tree? According to that second explanation, well, we're talking about a fig tree that no longer produces fruit. Fine. Also, other than a fig tree, they also use shel egoz, a walnut tree, the shel etz shemen. There's different explanations of what etz shemen is. One understanding, it's a oil producing, well, literally it's oil producing tree. One understanding, it's pine. And I'll let you look into that further yourself. Let's learn Mishnah Dalet. Seder hamaracha gdola mizracha. The major miracha gdola, the major fire on which we said the sacrificial parts were burnt, that was in the mizracha, in the east of the mizbeach. The chazita, and what does chazita mean? They had a window, an opening towards the east as well. And there's a number of reasons for that. One understanding is that allowed for wind to come into it to provide oxygen to the fire, so it burns very well. Another understanding is that the opening on that side would make it easier for them to actually light the fire as well. Because, again, if it's on the east side of the Mizbeach, and that means the Kohen would be standing on that east side, so they need access from the east side as well. It was a significantly large pyre, clearly, because the inner pieces of wood would reach the tapuach, that big pile of ash in the middle of the Mizbeach. Mishnah adds, Vareva chaya ben gizrim, and there was space in between these big blocks of wood, shumetzitina ta'alita misham, that they would light the twigs or the kindling from that position. In other words, between the blocks, they would have smaller bits of wood that would light quicker. As a good fire requires, you have your ventilation, you have your kindling, and you've got your big blocks of fuel, which is the gizrid. Those are the Mishnah today.